Greetings, fuckers. And we return to the series, What Would It Actually Take to Love Yourself, after a deep adventure into your being. That's something that we were doing because we have a much larger goal here. We're trying to learn to appreciate and compass with us as our own selves. The only way that trauma recovery can actually happen is compassionately. It turns out that anything less is re-abusing yourself and then calling it healing while you're actually micromanaging and policing your own behaviors in a way that's similar to the ways that you were treated in the first place. So we're aiming for a whole new approach to our own existence and self-experience. And let's get back to where we left off. In order to actually love ourselves, we must know that we exist. And that's a bit of a challenge. If we don't do that, then we don't have a place to send our love to, right? We don't have a target if we're ignoring our own existence. Now that we've tried to break that seal and get reacquainted with ourselves, we need ammo for the target. We need love and gentler feelings to fire off. And we need to be able to receive it. We have to feel feelings besides ick and annoyance and anxiety too. And that means, well, let's be real. After a lifetime of some bullshit, people, and we are people, start shutting down their gentler feeling receptacles and their gentler feeling generators, so that eventually, unless the universe delivers real life Hallmark movies to them, they must be pointedly working on the thaw. The thawing of the thick shards of ice that have built up around our hearts, like unmaintained freezers. Stress and trauma teach us to harden against potential pain. Then we overcompensate for early and ongoing suffering and build up these thick blockades around our soft feelings so that we can no longer allow them in or out. If there's no threat of hope or excitement, or especially love, then we decide there's no threat of feeling heartbroken or pained in the ways that we have before. But unfortunately, you can't just suddenly re-feel the mushy bits of being alive if you have trained your body to be an entombed cavity. If your chest was filled with cement a few decades ago, well, it becomes necessary that even in order to feel for yourself, I mean, I hate to use these words, but you'll need to awaken your goddamn motherfucking heart. And you'll need to pause its normal output of defensive emotions in order to allow for those gentler ones. But how? Well, as always, because we are all individuals, you'll have to figure some of this out. What works for you and your entombed little heart, for yourself. There is no such thing as an everyone answer, only individual answers. So, knowing that we protectively lose love as a method of self-preservation, I ask, what makes you feel safely? Not feel safe, but what helps you to engage emotions that are not hard or sharp or protective, but rather to have feelings that are soft and moldable and sensitive and, yes, vulnerable to respond to the world? How can you reach into your own guts and pinpoint the semi-fluid, marshmallowy feelings that reside there, and to isolate and feel and foster them. Now, it might be difficult to remember. I do encourage looking at this little visual that I've created for you, because for me, it helps to pull up what we are aiming for. And you might need to spend some time coming up with your own answers here through recollection and trial and error, trying to release the hard, stabby feels, and instead to really pay attention to and open up room for the more airy, mushable emotions. But we can say, for many of us, what helps is animals. Sometimes also children, but can be a little hard to feel gentle love for them right now due to the state of the world. So let's use our animal friends, huh? You can help yourself to feel gentleness and to expand by watching some sweet or funny videos, interacting with your beloved fur ball or balls, or borrowing someone else's if you don't happen to have one at the moment. And of course, going into nature, where it is always easier to be soft than it is in the human world, for those of us with human relational trauma. I mean, check this out. Doesn't this look chill as fuck? Yeah, get into some nature scenery and combine softening agents. Like, try to focus on finding tiny micro moments out there. Like a very small toad hiding in a dark mossy little nook, or a mini baby tree sprouting against all odds in a challenging place. Or you can just cuddle your fur friend in nature and try to pay attention to what they pay attention to. Get an all new view of the world. Appreciate the experience that is being had all around you. It's hard not to soften up around reminders of these little beings that are just trying their best in this huge, incomprehensible world. And while you're out there, I do recommend that you also apply the same thoughts and feelings to your own situation, being but a little human on earth, just trying to find your own niche and doing what you can in this big, incomprehensible world. I know. Yeah, it's real quick and simple for me to say, go out there, it'll help, because it does take practice and it takes maintenance. You'll have to work on lowering your guards after so much time, keeping them firmly in place, and it will require behavioral change, like going new places or paying attention to different things. That's because you cannot will emotional change to happen without making alterations to your experiences. And all of this is necessary before finding love. Because I'm willing to bet that you would just feel soft, gentle, loving warmth in your unaltered day-to-day if you simply could. So let's just drop that whole shame factory and instead remove you from the same old circumstances to see if something else helps you to feel something else. Remember that if you have trauma or stress in certain places or situations, those are going to be constant reminders subconsciously to keep yourself safe and walled off and loveless. So you might want to consider your baggage and then avoid those heart-hardening landmines. At least do this while you're working on thawing and opening, because they're completely counteractive goals. Some other tips are, do not pollute your softening practice with exposure to nightmare people or predictable situations. right? Keeping in line with our baggage, cut out what causes you to shut down while you are doing this work. It is important to keep your guard and boundaries up when you are around dangerous people. Don't try to do otherwise. Also recall that you might not have a choice. Your body probably naturally walls up around people you do not trust, and then you cannot break through to get to your softer side. I can also recommend that you spice and soften up your home environment to make it feel warm and comforting and kind of funny and expansive. Add warm lights, soft blankets, and then tiny bits of joy, like a funny balloon or an outrageous bunch of flowers. Whatever can kind of shake you out of the day-to-day and make you pay attention in a different way. Do it. Warm up your environment. Get a little impractical. Make art if you cannot afford a consumerism approach or a thrift shop. Just make it fluffy and new and novel and a little humorous to you. It will lighten you up and feed into your feelings. And if you're like, not advice for me. This is sounding like some fluffy bullshit. I'll ask, are you sure? Because maybe you would also get a nice breath of fresh emotional air from just adding something new to your home world. Something that the adult part of you that says this is silly or nonsensical or even gay. Well, that's a good sign that you might be a little shut down there. That's your brain limiting your options. Instead, let's open them back up. Let's fight against that programming. And again, it will feed down to your feelings. Another tip, if you want to start softening, watch some kids shit, y'all. It is a great season for throwing on kids programming. Take your business less seriously, tune in, and enjoy something kind of simpler that's packed with heartfelt messages. Messages that many of us did not get when we were kids or stopped receiving a long time ago, so that they are therapeutic to get now, right? Tales of friendship and mutual care and even self-loathing. Plus, well-done kids media, like Moana, helps to sneak past your adult defenses and actually makes contact with your younger, far less serious, less love-scared parts so that you can feel. So, in short, if you consider yourself a crotchety old cynic, as I sometimes fall into myself, encourage the opposite. Act less adult. Find some wonder and awe. Reconsider life for the endless possibilities that it actually is from a younger viewpoint. And pay attention. You will feel something pop open in you. Your brain and your chest might feel like lids, heavy cement toppers, are suddenly or slowly being pushed or lifted off of them, or like dense metal safes inside of you are opening, probably one at a time. If you keep up this work, you can feel yourself returning to prior saved versions of self in your mentality and your emotions. You know, who you were before all the adult edits built up and then became kind of cumbersome. Before you started zombieing out through your day-to-day living. Old mindsets will start returning, old emotional capacities reinstalling. Just keep doing the work. Keep practicing softening. keep reverting to less protective and tiny shut down drafts of you. You will feel a change, the thaw, the wall around you thinning in order to allow love to permeate, to osmose through the barrier that surrounds you, in and out of your chest, your rib cage, your blood pumper, and even back onto yourself. Even if it has been a while, it is possible to feel differently. It is a practice. And it can feel pretty fucking silly for so-called adults. And yeah, it is a daily behavior to compassionately prioritize for all of those reasons. So, fucker, get out of the human-centered world. Engage with things that remind you of what's worth loving on Earth and how possible it is. Notice all the textures around you while you're at it, and try to make things a little different, maybe even a bit fucking silly. Get less adult, which in our society means feeling less and loving less, as if those are experiences that we just naturally age out of. We don't fucking have to. Remember, as I think we all need to, that there is so much more to being alive than jobs and stress, retirement, egos, plastic, and politics. Not that those are unreal concerns, but there's just so much room for more in your experience. Don't limit yourself to only experiencing the hard parts and shutting out anything that might be kind of soft. Practice thawing your heart from its protective prison and returning to a prior saved version of you, yourself. It'll help you a great deal in our next point. To love yourself, you need to actually feel love, not mentalize about what we've accidentally labeled as love, while it is, in fact, abuse, attachment, and other nonsense. We'll talk about that next. I will see you there. And until we meet again, fucker, hail yourself. Feel yourself softer. And don't be afraid to get a little less adult as we enter this new year. Cheers, y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And Happy New Year.